Greetings! Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Justin Chain, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Jaylene Clark Owens.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pink. A Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Ill Dudes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, let's get it started. And we are back. Happy season 3 of the podcast. We are in season 3, and you are listening to episode 41. And it is September 2021 in sunny Philadelphia. Now, for those who are just joining the podcast, this is a show Jaylene and I started back at the beginning of the pandemic, which feels like ages ago now, to spread some joy in the world, interview some of our friends, celebrate the arts, and just hang out with one another. Now, we have some exciting guests planned for this season, as well as projects we are both doing and those we are excited about seeing. And live theater is coming back, at least here in Philadelphia and on Broadway. So in today's episode, we will be talking about all of that. It is also almost fall, which means Jaylene and I get to tickle pank about the personal things we are looking forward to. So stay tuned this season as we introduce new segments and all the surprises and shenanigans we will have along the way.
Yes. Now, we ended last season, season 2, interviewing the Brianna Goss. If you missed that interview, you know, definitely just go back and watch it on Facebook or YouTube or listen to it. Wherever you get your podcasts, you know, it was a great way to kick off our summer vacation with such a talented and multi-hyphenated artist, which we have in Brianna. Now, even though fall is coming, we aren't there just yet. It is still summer. Okay. Hold your horses. Everybody hold your horses. And Justin and I have definitely been taking advantage of the warm weather and the summer vibes by traveling. We have been using our tips and tricks that we learned in episode 39 from Christy and EJ. If you missed that, you know, go back. And we will recap some of those adventures in this episode.
Yeah, I really love that episode. It really helped me on this trip. I used my Turkish towel that I bought.
Life-changing.
I had my Teva sandals, which got me from point A to point B. I even had some other tips. I was like, I want to add these to the list if that ever happens. So we have a lot to celebrate and catch up on. So it seems like it's a good time for a toast.
I would agree. Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that. Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank. And cheers. And cheers. Arriba, abajo, al centro, adentro, jingle cara, mabuhay. I thought this was like a new thing we were adding. I didn't, or maybe now it is because it's a new season. We have to keep adding on to this and think of other ways to say cheers, which I have now forgotten how to say Estonian cheers, which we did all the time. Oh, anyway, what are you drinking tonight, Jaylene?
Tonight I'm drinking one of my go-to wines, jam jar. Nice.
We've seen this jam jar on the show multiple times, and I think the next time we get together, we just need to drink some jam jar. Why do you like it so much?
Because it's a sweet Shiraz. It's sweet. And so it's like juice. Shout out to my friend Cletus, aka Sarah, for recommending the little jam jar.
Y'all, Jaylene has Jaylene's sweet tooth was so big they had to pull it out. They had to pull 4 of them out. She got her wisdom teeth taken out. That's for another episode. But let me tell you, if somebody in this podcast has a sweet tooth, it's you. Okay, I'm drinking classic gin and tonic. Oh. This is my like go-to party drink. And since this is like an opening night for us, I'm going back to the source. I'm going
Take me back to the source. If you saw an Octoroon, which is where Justin and I met, you might know that song from Il Dudes.
Yes. And with that, this will bring us to Pank News. This is the segment where we talk about anything we're vibing on this week in the arts. This could be anything from a theater show we've seen to pop culture events and visual arts. So, Jaylene, what have you been thinking about this week in arts and culture?
I am thinking about this agreement called a New Deal for Broadway. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. Please tell me.
Okay, it is an agreement to reopening our industry, so, you know, the theater industry, with a bright spotlight focused on diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, and belonging for Black professionals in the arts. So this agreement was developed under the guidance of Black Theater United, which is one of several organizations that were established last year post George Floyd. And the agreement commits Broadway and its touring companies to several changes, such as diversity training, mentorship programs, foregoing all white creative teams. Yes. Hiring racial sensitivity coaches for some shows, renaming theaters for Black artists, establishing diversity rules for the Tony Awards, removing biased or stereotypical language from casting notices. Amen. And sensitivity steps for shows dealing with race. Now, I have to read these quotes verbatim on what these sensitivity steps means. Okay, it says, for shows that raise racial sensitivities, we will appoint a racial sensitivity coach whose role is akin to an intimacy coach. While acknowledging that creatives can write about, while acknowledging that creatives can write about any subject that captures their interest or imagination, we will, when writing scripts that raise identity issues such as race, make best efforts to commission sensitivity reads during the drafting process to assist in flagging issues and providing suggestions for improvement. Playwrights and or those individuals or entities will, with contractual approval rights, will retain creative control to accept or reject the sensitivity reader's recommendations. Now, wow. I am like super excited about all of this because this all sounds great. Like,
yeah, this is like great. These are all things that I wish had been in the industry for years, at least in Philadelphia. And I'm so excited about like a racial sensitivity coach. I've worked on so many shows that deal with identity and race, and either of myself or a friend or both. And it's just like assumed that you're going to deal with that on your own time. And like, oh, you're reading a script or a play and you're like, this is dredging up a lot of personal stuff. We've been taught for so long to just be like, that's on you to be professional, figure out like how to protect yourself in that world. But I do think that's so, so important because these stories should be told. Our stories should be told. But sometimes that comes at a cost that the audiences never get to know about. So I'm so excited about this.
Exactly.
What else you got?
Yeah. No, that's really it. Like, I'm just very excited about this. There, you know, these pledges that the people who signed this, the signatories, these pledges are not legally enforceable, but these people who signed this agreement are saying that, you know, they're holding each other and themselves accountable for maintaining these things that they're pledging to do. And I just hope that it's not all lip service. I hope these changes really do come to pass. Like, some are big, some are small, but even the small ones are big. Like they said, they're committing to changes from casting to hair care. Like, hair care may sound like a small thing, but it's not. Like, when you have Black people working on your show, you need to know how to do their hair. You need to know, you know, how to take care of it, what styles like are appropriate for whatever time period you're in. Like, get some good wigs. Don't have people out here looking crazy, you know, with crazy wigs and stuff. You need to have a good wig. So I'm just really excited about this, and I hope it leads to some good change within our industry.
Yeah, and I think some of that change is happening in Philadelphia. Noelle Diane Johnson is kind of a leader in our community. On the screen, we have blacktheaterunited.com/new-deal. So if you want to find out more about that on the podcast, that's where you can go. But in Philadelphia, Noelle Diane Johnson, an artist heel, is a company organization that she is starting that is doing just these things, that you can hire this person as a contractor to come in and hold your theater accountable, take care of your artists, and do just these very things. And I'm so excited. We can talk about Noelle later in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Some exciting news regarding Noelle. What are you thinking about in arts and culture, Justin?
Okay, so last week on August 27th, American Theater Magazine, which is the top trade publication for all things theater in America, published an article called Theater's Fall Plans and the Delta Variant. Now, I know that might sound like a little bit controversial, but... So while we are excited for live theater to be coming back to our stages, this piece, the article that they wrote, does pose some thoughts for consideration. And so maybe it's controversial, but it also suggests that because Broadway has historically set the tone for what happens all over the country, that might not be the right thing for this moment. And so the article cites other communities and cities where COVID case numbers are vastly different from New York's, and those places just don't have the ability to open, even with mandating masks and vaccines for audience goers. And there is so much uncertainty and hesitation regarding Delta now that a like one size fits all, like if Broadway does it, we should approach to theaters reopening is kind of impossible in some places. There's entire shows and seasons that are still waiting to announce their returns, while others elsewhere are having like these fits and starts with breakthrough cases. Now, this is the biggest thing, is the Delta variant, of course, as you, in case you don't know, does sometimes affect people who have already been vaccinated.
So a lot of times.
Yes, I know a lot of personal breakthrough cases, but Actors Equity, who's the union for professional stage actors, also factors heavily into all of this as they keep updating their guidelines. So at present, just so everyone knows, to attend shows, audiences must either have proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test in the past 72 hours, along with masking and distancing in limited capacity theaters. So, of course, case numbers in a community are driving all of these decisions. So things go up, things will go up, things go down. Maybe you can open up a little bit more. But here in Philly, theater is having like a kind of slow rollout. Have you been noticing this, Jaylene? It's just like very, very slow. We've been lucky enough to enjoy some much needed live outdoor theater this past summer from places like Shakespeare and Clark Park, Theater Exile, and Theater in the X. I just saw their show. It was really fantastic.
Nice.
But as fall shows begin, fall shows begin production, some theaters are starting operations in January instead of like a traditional September return. So as of our airing of this episode, theaters are making all kinds of contingency plans if COVID enters the room, everything from pivoting shows to streaming services to shutting down operations for quarantine and then opening when everyone tests negative. That's what they've been doing on Broadway recently. But I think for my hot take, I'm actually like quite surprised we've gotten this far, given how little we know of Delta and other variants popping up. I will say I'm glad for the work for any of our listeners that hire me and the connection and community. But I think I'd be lying if I didn't say sharing enclosed space with strangers for an extended period of time while I'm talking and breathing most of the time. If I said that didn't make me uncomfortable. But I suppose, though, we have riskier behavior in some restaurants and stores. But my only hope is that if you're a producer and you're listening to this and you've promised an artist work, that you honor that agreement no matter what happens. But Jaylene, what are your hot takes on all of this?
I mean, I think, you know, it is scary and we don't know what's going to happen. And I just hope everybody does things safely. You have to be on it, and but I even if you are careful, I feel like things can still happen. Yeah. So it's tough. I'm not in a show, like in a theater show, until May. So yeah. I'm hoping that things, you know, are much better by then. But I know you know, you'll be starting work very, very soon. So it's tricky, but I'm ready for things to come back, but I just want people to be safe. So, I mean, we can try it. I guess we're all like, let's see what happens. Yeah. And we're going to see, and hopefully it works out.
That definitely feels like the temperature, I think, of current theater and the theater community. We'll try and we'll see.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, but just the fact of the idea of theater coming back, of live shows coming back, that certainly, you know, makes me tickle the pink. Which brings us to our next segment, Tickle's Pank.
Yes, good.
Tickle's Pank is where we usually talk about something that, you know, has recently been bringing us joy and is a bit of a catch up for Justin and I. So since we have been on some big trips this summer, we are also going to do kind of like a slideshow
for
each other. So Justin, I'll let you take it away. What has had you tickled?
Hi. Okay, Peg Papa. So I just got back from Narva and Tallinn, which are cities in Estonia, and Helsinki, which is in Finland. And by abiding by safety precautions in airports and public spaces, I feel like the entire group I was with, which was all from the Wilma Theater, we were able to have a really great time. And it was so wonderful to have international travel again. I love traveling so much. And when we had EJ and Christy on the show, I was like, I got so pumped for this. So I was there for an international theater festival called Vabadus at Vabalava.
What?
I don't know what any of that means, but I know that Vabadus, it means freedom. So this was called a freedom festival. Yeah. And so the shows that were all here were shows that freedom of speech is like at first and foremost, the centerpiece. And so some of the shows are like really taboo to do in their countries or illegal. There were people there that whose shows were protested that they brought to the festival. Stuff that's all over the world, political in nature, but really had a sense of like urgency and immediacy, like artists really protesting through their work. Mm. The Wilma was there because we were curated to bring Heroes of the Fourth Turning, which is a show that sort of highlights far right voices and stories, which is in some ways taboo. But we were running from show to show, maybe like three or four shows a day, lectures, discussions, thing. But the international exchange was just so incredible. And it really opens your eyes to be like, the world is bigger, our problems are smaller, and theater elsewhere is so much more important than I think it sometimes is here in America. Mm. But then afterwards, we got to have a little vacation in Tallinn and then Helsinki. But overall, it was like 22 hours traveling there and then 22 hours traveling back.
Woo! All
done. So I'm still sort of recovering from that, even though I got back a week ago. So Jaylee, what has you tickled pank this past week? What have you been up to?
I was tickled pank because I was actually able to complete all of my travel plans safely and maintain my beach a week goal. So since May, I visited DeLand/Daytona, Florida.
Yes.
I visited Los Angeles. I visited Buffalo. I visited Ithaca. Now, Buffalo was in August. So in August, I visited Buffalo, Ithaca, Atlanta, and Miami. And
six places.
Buffalo, Ithaca, Atlanta, Miami.
But then you got Daytona and Los Angeles.
Yeah. But the four places were all in August. So in August, I was only home 10 days. So many of you know that I did, I had a goal of going to the beach once a week. I started that in June. So from the week of June 6th to the week of August 22nd, There was only 1 week in which I didn't go to the beach, and that was the week of August 15th. I went to Atlanta that week, and they're not really known for their beaches. But from May 11th to August 28th, I have been to the beach 14 times.
Yes.
Usually I go to the beach like twice a year, maybe three. So I am super tickled pink about this. I'm about three shades darker, which I love. And I know that like the beach just did so much for my mental health. So
yeah, you got to go with so many friends. You went every time you went to the beach. You had one time when you went solo, but you went with different people every time, which was so nice.
Yes. And I will carry that joy with me as we move into the fall and I get back into work mode.
Hot Topic is a part of our show where we highlight either myself or Jaylene as we bring to the episode something that we are passionate about in relation to the theme of that day. Now, in this episode, we are both going to be asking questions and answering those, as we sometimes do in this segment. And because this episode is kicking off a new season of the podcast, we're going to be asking all kinds of questions about what we're looking forward to in the fall, both on the podcast and in our lives. So let's get it started. Starting simple and general, what are you looking forward to this fall?
I am looking forward to tapping into my creativity. I done been all the places. I done seen all the things. So it is time to hunker down and get back to work. I am looking forward to creating new things. I have a few poetry projects in the works. I'm doing my first in-person college tour show. I haven't done one since March of 2020. And so I am just looking forward to the opportunities I can create for myself and others by tapping into my artistry, whether that's acting, poetry, or something else.
I want to know, wait, really quickly, are you going to be writing any plays? Any more plays?
You know, maybe I should focus on that again.
She's not against it.
I've wanted to write a new play since Killer Whale, but it just hasn't happened as of yet. But
yeah. All right, well, y'all heard it on the podcast here and clear. She's going to write a new play. So next time you see her, ask her about it.
I'm going to bite this granola bar. I'm suddenly very hungry. But please share what you're looking forward to this fall, Justin.
Jaylene, I was wondering. This is like ASMR happening in the microphone. There was this like light crinkle. And I was like, is that me? Is that the rain? The tornadoes that are happening? Nope. It was truly a granola bar. Well, I am excited this fall about teaching in person again. So after a year and a half of virtual teaching, this is so, so needed for my soul, for the students, for everybody. I've taught two sessions now, and I literally have almost been weeping every time. The last class, we just got up to like do our warm up, and I got in front of the class and I just like had to pause, and they're all looking at me like, what? And I was just like, I'm sorry, this is very exciting for me.
Aww, I love that.
So, and speaking of teaching, my daughter started kindergarten yesterday, which has been its own mess. I went Target shopping this weekend. Everything was sold out. Everyone was just like pushing each other aside.
What?
There were people that were just yelling at each other. Where are the glue sticks? Where are the glue sticks? And I'm like, I'm in the same boat too. there was gathering uniforms, y'all. I didn't know that you have to get them like months in advance, but couldn't find them at the Target or at the Old Navy. And then there's like after school programs, there's prepping the kid. But it all finally came down to this. And so finally, getting to school has been really fulfilling. And then getting back to the stage again, I'm really excited about next week.
That's so exciting. I know in New York, any of my New Yorkers in the audience, I feel like we will always get our uniforms from Cookies. I think that's what it was called. Cookies. It was like on 3rd Avenue in the Bronx.
All right.
If someone in here is from New York City, let me know if that's what it was called. I feel like it was called Cookies. And yeah, it was like near 149th in the Bronx. And that's where I would get all my school uniforms because I wore uniforms.
What was your uniform? Do you remember your elementary school? Absolutely.
I still have, well, no, I didn't have uniforms in elementary.
High school.
I had uniforms in middle school through high school because I was at the same school. And I literally still have dreams where I
had my uniform.
We were navy blue and white. So white button up, navy blue skirt, white tights, black shoes.
All right. We wore
blue pants.
We were crimson shirts and khaki on the bottom and then some kind of dress shoe.
Yep. And it had to be dress shoes. I feel like, I don't know. I think now at FDA, they might let them wear sneakers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wearing sneakers is like a no-no.
How about tuck shirt? Did you have to tuck your shirt in?
Oh, yeah. You had to tuck your shirt in.
Or get yelled at. Yep.
Exactly. What are you looking forward to on the podcast? Ooh,
how about trying out some new segments?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about this yet, but I don't know what new segments exist in the world, but trying something out. So every time we have a new season, we upgrade and spring clean what we do to become sleeker. And this is what keeps it fun and fresh for us. So if you are Pank Papas out there or our listeners have suggestions for new segments, things that you want to see Jaylen and I do on the podcast, please let us know. But I am looking forward to our holiday episodes. Last year, most of all, those were the ones that really had me excited. I get to see what costumes we will be in for Halloween or what gifts we'll exchange at Christmas or what party we'll have, what we're thankful for. All of these things I'm really excited about in the next coming months. What are you excited about on the podcast?
I am looking forward to talking to new guests. The folks that we are thinking about bringing to the table are very exciting. So I'm looking forward to talking to them.
So Q3 go. Mm-hmm. What are some pop culture fall things that you're excited about? Like TV shows or movies, music, that kind of thing. What are you excited about in pop culture daily?
I'm excited. I guess this is just culture, I guess. I'm excited about the fall colors. Like I love a good fall color. The autumn colors exhibit is coming to the Longwood Gardens. So yes, I'm looking forward to fall colors. I love seeing the leaves change and whether they're like in a curated place like Longwood Gardens or they're just like in the city along Kelly Drive. You know, I like taking a good photo in front of a, you know, a autumn color scene.
Autumnal.
Yes. I love autumnal. I love autumnal colors. So I'm very excited for that. I'm also looking forward to, you know, your quintessential fall events, like, you know, visiting a pumpkin patch, visiting a sunflower garden, and of course all things pumpkin spice.
Yes. Pumpkin spice. We gotta just brand that. We have to have pink cups with pumpkin spice latte mix inside. I really want us to go to a pumpkin patch together. Do you think we can do an episode from a pumpkin patch?
I don't think we can do it from the patch because I'm sure like you got to leave at a certain time, but we can go there and record a little bit of the episode. Like,
I mean, I'm not planning to be there after hours, but
listen, they have these because of COVID, things are timed. Like you can only be there for a certain amount of time.
Take your pumpkin and go get your pumpkin and get out of here.
Exactly. But Visit Philly has like a whole bunch of events. So if you're interested in like Philly fall events, you can go to visitphilly.com and look up the article 60 Awesome Fall Events and Festivals in Greater Philadelphia in 2021.
I am looking forward to fall TV. So new shows and new seasons. This is like prime TV, like coming back. And I'm such a reality TV junkie. And there's been a new season of Glow Up, which is the makeup reality competition show on Netflix. Yes. I'm really excited about. I've been steeped in Making It, which is the like crafting reality TV show. Oh, that's on Hulu. That's the one with Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman.
Yep.
And then whatever else fall holds in those veins. There's always some other show that pops up that's reality TV. So I'm so, so excited about that. But I know folks that have been geeking out about Ted Lasso.
Me.
You've been watching Ted Lasso?
I love Ted Lasso. It is an excellent show. I am always crying, laughing, then I'm crying, then I'm laughing, then I'm crying, then I'm laughing. It's so good.
That's amazing. Anything that can get Jaylena wax on, wax off has to be good. White Lotus, have you been watching that? People have been talking about that. And there's other shows like that. But to be honest, my life, my TV intake these days is mostly Disney Plus and kids Netflix.
Yep.
But there are some great shows on there too. But Jaylene, it's because of all of this, and I've talked about this before, like I've been thinking that you and I would make perfect kids show hosts.
Well,
you
I can wear my outfit.
You can wear your outfit. And we'll buy a second one and I'll wear the same exact outfit. But so what would our show, if we did a kids show, what do you think it would be about?
Oh my gosh.
In this moment, what do you think we could like just knock it out of the ballpark, net worth $40 million each?
I feel like we'd be teaching kids like dance moves or like either teaching them dance moves or playing games. Like,
oh my God, I love this. So do you know Billy on the Street? This is like a YouTube star that's become a comedian. But anyway, Billy on the Street accosts people on the street, just like runs up to them and with a microphone and starts to do things. I know you're shaking your head because this has happened to you, but I do think it would be fun for us to just run up to some 5-year-old and be like, we want to teach you a dance. And we teach them a dance and run.
No, I cannot endorse that because someone did that to me. You were there and I did not like it, but that's for another show, another day.
Well, we will be teaching kids dance regardless. There we go. And playing games with kids. And yeah, and that's it. That's how
it. Okay. So what are some fall things that you're excited about in terms of the arts, like theater shows, galleries?
Yeah. So during the pandemic, I got family memberships to the Philadelphia Zoo, the Adventure Aquarium, and the Franklin Institute. And all of these places, this is the best thing you can do, everybody out there, with your stimulus money, is to go get a subscription at a theater or a membership at a museum. This, I could go on and on about why that's the good thing to do. But anyway, these places tend to have exhibits that change. So even if you go once and you think I've seen it all, they'll have something temporary that comes back again and again. So Franklin Institute has the Franklin Fright and the Franklin Frost, which is like their Halloween and their Christmas thing. So I'm really excited about that. But I'm also excited about the Philly Fringe, which is upon us. And I'm looking forward to the creative offerings of some of our city's most innovative performers and groups. And so for those of you that don't know about the Fringe, it's this 4-week festival that happens in a lot of cities. But in Philly, it's 4 weeks and it's contemporary performance art. So dance theater, puppetry, stand up, whatever, any weird thing, makers from all over making their work here.
Yes.
What are you excited about?
I am excited about the return of live theater to our theater home at the Wilma. Our first show back will be Minor Character, featuring our very own Jess and Jane over there. My open mics will make a return. So I'm just very excited to be back as long as we can do it safely. Also, Paul has a suggestion for our kids show. He said, call it the Pank Tank and have kids come up with inventions and ideas and freestyles.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
This is that. Yeah. I think Paul, these ideas need to be, people need to pay big bucks for these ideas.
Big bucks.
And you just give them out free. But anyway, my last question for us about what we're looking forward to in the fall. If you had to make a fall resolution, Jaylene, what would it be?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
All right.
To be as consistent with my art as I was with Beach a Week this summer.
All right. You all heard it here first, Pank Pops. I almost called you Pank Tanks because that's on my mind. Now my mind's part of my brain. There's a little person in my brain that's just like, okay, episode one, blah, 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 writing it all down. Anyway.
Pank Tanks.
I want to, my resolution, is to get better sleep, which is always my resolution. But I do want to try to be more of a morning bird than a night owl because my life has shifted with kindergarten now in the mix. But yeah, that's it. A very busy fall, and I'm wanting to be more productive.
Absolutely. Well, speaking about a busy fall, sounds like there's a lot of events coming up, so we better check in with our pink forecast.
Yes, so Pank Forecast is where we check in about anything upcoming that we're excited about. What is coming up for you, Jaylene, that you're excited about sharing with our listeners?
Like I mentioned earlier, I am returning to my college tour, but only for two performances. So I don't really know if you can call that a tour, but
it is.
I will perform at the Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago on Wednesday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. Central Time, and at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. Central Time. If you live in those areas and are interested in seeing me perform, just contact me via my website, jayleneclarkowens.com/contact, and let me know. Or if you just have my information, just, you know, text me or something. But let me know, because, you know, I could usually get a plus one or whatever like that. So right. Let me know if you'll be in that area in Chicago or in Wisconsin, Green Bay. I am coming to your city September 22nd and 23rd. What are you excited about? What's yes. in your forecast?
I'm so excited about Minor Character at the Wilma, which starts rehearsals next week. We're going to be back. We start day one. We're in the theater. So we'll be back in our dressing rooms, which is like Jaylene and I's home, second home. And we'll be on stage. I'll be talking more about this project at a later episode. But in short summary, it is an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. But it's six translations of that play all at the same time. It's going to be really fun, really joyous, really silly. And I think it's going to be really experimental and fun. But in October, I'll be directing The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Tse at Interact Theater. I'll talk more about that. But the thing I do want to plug in, because it's right around the corner, is the Philly Fringe Festival 2021. This is September 9th through October 3rd, 4 weeks. You can find more information at www.fringearts.com. And tons of shows in the city. If you're not comfortable with something live, they have tons of digital offerings or alternative offerings or with different ways to engage. So please go see one show. You have 4 weeks. Support local artists. Support local art. Take a risk. Be safe and check out Fringe Arts.
Awesome. Well, we've done our hot topic, and so now I think it's time to play some games. It's been so long. It's been over a month since we've played some games. So what game do we have coming up first, Justin?
I want to debut a new game, and I don't know. I know we don't have a lot of time for it, but this is going to be a game that I'm calling Smush. Smush! Question, exclamation point. So the way a smush works is we're going to have three either phrases or titles or things that we want to get the other person to guess. So for instance, it might be boys to men in black, and blackjack. And I might say, you know, Jaylene, who sang blah, blah, blah song, boys to men. What's this movie? Will Smith, Men in Black. And what's a game you play in the casino? Blackjack. So then Jaylene would say boys to men in blackjack.
Yeah. It's almost like where I left off, our game that we played.
It is. It's,
think
it
of
has
the
a very
with the next word.
Yep. It's where I left off 102. Thank you, students, for coming to where I left off 102. I'm your professor, Justin Clark, Jane Owen Johnson. Okay. Can I go first? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And if Pink Pop is out there, have it before Jaylene does, type it in the chat. Let's
Which
see
means
how
that I would be really slow because there's a 20-second delay. So right. If y'all get it before I get it, man. Okay.
I'm going to give you the three first and then I'll repeat them. Okay. So the first one is a song by Gladys Knight and the Pips that has woo woo in it. The second one is a song about a state that is mama.
Yeah.
The last one is like what people who practice like yoga and centering.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
It is Midnight Train to Georgia on my mindfulness.
Yes! You did it. That was good.
Yes, I love it. My new favorite game. Okay,
give me
one. Pull up mine. Okay. This, the first part is our home where we work. Then it's a Black company in town, and then it's a Marvel character.
Okay, you gotta give me this one more time. Okay.
Where we work, a Black company that's like where we work, that's in town, and a Marvel character.
Oh, one Marvel character?
Or you, I think they're a collective.
Okay, it's the Wilma Theater and the X-Men.
Yes!
That is so silly. Okay, all right, here we go. This is a very famous song from Rent, where everybody stands downstage and sings at the audience. This is, the second one is a song by Beyonce that just keeps raising keys. It just keeps going up in key.
Oh no!
And then the last one is something like a ye old gentleman put on the top of their head.
Oh no, I have the second two, but I don't know what the first one is. Okay.
It's a famous song for men.
100 minutes.
Yeah, what's that song called?
Right, but I was going to call it 525,600 minutes, and I was like, that doesn't work.
Just keep going with the lyrics. You'll get it.
525,600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? Keep going. In daylight, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in laughter, and strife. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life?
It's the next
love.
What did you just say?
Oh, how about love?
No, it's actually at the end of this phrase. Keep going.
How about love? Measuring love. Measuring love.
No, it's after that line.
Seasons of love. I forgot.
Say the whole
Seasons
thing.
Of love on top hat.
I am sweating. This is
intense.
How
can I not remember Seasons of Love?
But I also love that you had to sing. I thought it was going to be right there, but you had to sing the whole damn song. We have 3 minutes.
Okay.
But you got to give me some more.
This should be easy. Maybe. Okay. This is Your Name.
Uh-huh.
A TV show starring Gina Rodriguez and where my maternal grandparents are from.
Justin Jane, the Virgin Islands.
Yes! Okay, one more.
I'm going to round us out. So this is our last one. Jaylene, this one's hard, okay? This one you have to just think about a little bit.
Okay.
All right? It's a famous musical where a person's wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's a famous talk show host who says, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car.
You done already messed up. Okay, go ahead.
No, I know. Wait, I'm telling you. You'll get it. Okay. And then the last one is a show that both you and I do at the National Constitution Center. So it's a musical where somebody's just wearing like a half mask.
Phantom of the Opera, Winfrey show.
A show at
Freedom
that we do at
Rising.
The National Constitution.
Freedom Rising? What?
Put it all together. Smush it now all together.
Phantom of the Opera Winfrey show Freedom Rising? Oh, are you trying to say Opera Winfreedom Rising?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oprah,
Phantom of the Oprah Winfreedom Rising.
I'm giving him a buzzer on that. That was illegal.
I thought that was against the rules.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
okay, that was ridiculous. That's really a smush.
That was
okay, here's my last one. This is a show about this city that we live in that has to do with the weather. Then the second part is a type of spreadable food. And then the third part is the place we always want to go that to eat that looks like a cruise ship.
Wait, give me the first one again. I've already forgotten.
I know about this city that we live in.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Cream Cheesecake Factory. That was so many. That was the most words I've said all day.
Paul, I love this game as well.
Yes, that it is fun.
So we are getting ready to head up out of here, but not without letting you know when our next episode is. And that is when? That is Wednesday, next week, September 8th at 9 p.m., featuring Noelle Diane Johnson. So we talked about her earlier. She is an artist, an artist advocate. She has been in the rooms recently for the Wilma, advocating for us. And yes, I can't wait to talk to her. So that's coming up next week. Tune in at 9, and let's hit them with the freestyle.
All right. Justin, so you give it to me first.
You do your freestyle about fall.
Okay, this is our first freestyle of season 3. Jaylene and I are not freestyle artists, so we are flying by the seat of the pants. Fall. The leaves are changing colors. They're crunch, crunch underfoot. I love to have my cocoa. I love to put on boots. I say it's time to welcome the end of the year. I've been cooped up all summer, but now I'm finally here.
Yes, he turned it around.
Okay,
what's so mine
for you? Let's go with what do we talk about? Beaches. Let's just say goodbye to summer and give me beaches.
Okay, this summer I completed my goal with a beach a week. This was a journey to maintain. What a big feat. I enjoyed the water and the sun and getting darker by the day. I just love the beach. What more can I say?
Yes. Oh, good. It's going to be a good season.
Okay, Justin, give us a JJ proverb. You know, we had I posted a Instagram reel from 2018 with me and Justin at Jessica and Sean Close's wedding. And I'm saying, we back in the United States. That year, Justin had just come back from like Greece and Scotland and all the places. So I was like, wow, this is really life repeating itself. So Justin, give us a proverb about life repeating itself.
I don't know proverbs. I don't know how sayings go. I kind of know them. So like this one is about things repeating itself. History always repeats what history is going to do. Isn't that how it goes?
History always repeats what history's gonna do. Words to live by. Thank you all so much, you know, for rocking with us. We love you so much. We thank you for supporting the podcast in our third season. That's crazy. To help us continue to do this podcast, please feel free to donate. We are on Cash App at $PapaPank. We're also at PayPal at paypal.me/PapaPank. Or you can just email us at papapank@gmail.com if you don't have any of those other methods. Your monies go to good use. They go to giving our guests a little something when they come on. So, paying for things like StreamYard and Buzzsprout, where we host our podcasts. And we would like to, you know, just the funds are helping.
Yeah, and if you can't donate to us, please go on to Stitcher or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast, and rate us 5 stars. Leave us a good review. That really does a lot out in the podcast universe. And with that, we want to thank some of our, we have some Papa Pank thanks. We want to thank Jordan McCree, who wrote our music, Tracy Cassius, our studio editor, all of our past guests, and you, our followers, our Pink Papas. Thank you for those of you who are tuning in with us right now. Please plug us on social media or subscribe to us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes, we love you. And with that, we're going to get on up out of here. Thank you so much. Oogie! Bye! Bye. We got that.